the Lord be with you.
I'm talking today with the Bible in one hand and the newspaper in the other because, well, have you seen the news coming out of Ukraine? Hard to watch, isn't it? Pictures of cities under siege, hospitals being bombed, 2.5 million refugees, half of them children, who are fleeing. And no one has a clue as to where it's all going. And so today's news has me again turning to the Bible, turning to that little power-packed book of Habakkuk. It's kind of hard to find in the Bible. Habakkuk comes right after Micah and Nahum. Here it is. We don't hear many sermons from Habakkuk, do we? But Habakkuk really sounds a lot like today's news. It's a little book of only 3 chapters that come with a punch, in which the prophet is complaining to God about what he is seeing in the news. I think of Habakkuk as the original why bad things happen to good people. Habakkuk is living in Jerusalem about 600 years before Christ. He is a contemporary of Jeremiah, the weeping prophet. Habakkuk is the complaining prophet, as he is complaining to God about what he is seeing in the news about injustice, violence, oppression. And then, if that's not enough, on top of all of that, is the armies of the Babylonians are on the border, ready to invade Judah and Jerusalem. I mean, it's shock and awe all over again. And Habakkuk spells out this news in chapter 1. I mean, I just take verse 13, for instance, as Habakkuk is complaining to God. He says, "Your eyes are too pure to behold evil, and you cannot look on wrongdoing. Why do you look on the treacherous and are silent when the wicked swallow those more righteous than they?" In other words, Lord, why aren't you doing something? Sounds kind of familiar, doesn't it? I mean, I couldn't say it any better myself. That is the backstory now that takes us to Habakkuk chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 1. I have it underlined right here in my Bible. As Habakkuk says, "I will stand at my watchpost and station myself on the rampart. I will keep watch to see what the Lord will say to me and what he will answer concerning my complaint." And so Habakkuk is complaining to God about what he sees going on in the world, and he's going to wait for how God is going to answer. Habakkuk here is using symbolic language as he compares himself to a watchman. He is a watchman who stations himself on a high tower to keep watch and to listen for what God will say to him. How is God going to answer his complaint about everything he sees going on in the news? Now, it's interesting to me that in the Hebrew text, Habakkuk literally says, "I will keep watch to see what the Lord will say in me." What the Lord will say in me. As God will speak not to the outward ear, but he will speak to the inner ear of those who listen. And so Habakkuk is proposing to watch and to wait for God to answer his complaint about what he sees going on in the world. Now, you and I, at this time in world events, well, we need to be like watchmen, God's watchmen, who at this time in the world, we will meditate on God's word, we will pray, and we put ourselves in a waiting posture, looking to God, expecting an answer from him. That means that we're going to give God time, and we're going to prepare ourselves, prepare our minds and spirits to listen for God's voice to us at this time in world history. Because, you know, God does have something important that he wants to say to you and me. It's exactly what Jesus was talking about when he told his disciples to watch and pray. Stand at your watchpost. Listen for what God is saying to us at this time in world history. Because the world is not listening to what God is saying. The world is just wringing its hands and complaining, but you and I, we are to stand at our watchpost, and we're to wait for what God is saying at this momentous time of world upheaval. Now, what do we do as we wait and we listen for God's word in us? Well, Habakkuk tells us what to do in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. God says, "The righteous live by their faith." You might have heard that before. The righteous live by their faith. The Apostle Paul picks up on this very phrase in Romans chapter 1, verse 17, Galatians chapter 3, verse 11. And the book of Hebrews picks up on it in chapter 10, verse 38. The righteous live by their faith. We do not live by sight. We do not live by our own strength, by our own wisdom, but we live by faith in God. We live by faith in God's faithfulness that one day his kingdom will come and his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You and I, we are like people living in that Saturday between Good Friday and Resurrection morning. And we wait and we listen for God's message for us to give to the world. We live by faith in the faithfulness of God amidst a world that is not in our control and a world that does not often make sense to us. But we're going to be watchmen who listen for God's voice to us and our complaint. I want to close out today with a prayer for the Ukraine, a prayer given to our church by my pastor, Reverend Chase Campbell. Sovereign God, who alone can order the unruly wills of humanity, intervene and bring an end to the warfare in Ukraine, and make leaders submit to your firm hand that peace might be achieved and your love known to friend and foe alike. Harbor in safety those of your family who serve as missionaries, pastors, our faithful worshipers. Bring healing, hope, and encouragement to all who suffer and are hurt in this conflict. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I'm Tim Smith, a fellow traveler. Thank you for listening. Until next time.